You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
In England, a base jumper, he jumped from 150 feet up and almost got to the ground until he got tangled up in the trees and hung there like a piñata.
Oh.
Until they finally got a lift to get him down. There he is, the middle of the city, jumped off a skyscraper of some sort, landed in the trees, and then they picked him like a piece of fruit.
Oh. Imagine thinking you were going to get away with it.
Yeah, almost. It's for my channel, man. My YouTube channel.
The other illegal base jumpers are laughing, pointing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I bet you some stopped by to point and laugh.
Apparently, it took about an hour to get the guy down, another 15 minutes to get his parachute out of the tree after that.
Yeah. What I love is that looking around in the picture, it doesn't look like it's in a densely wooded area.
No.
This guy managed
like
to find
a public park in the middle of a city.
Well, in fairness, when you're base jumping, you only have but so much time to
pick a spot.
Yeah. Well, not just pick a spot, but you're going. I mean, you're falling 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're going more down than out.
And then once you hit the, the chute.
Yeah. Right. I just would do
it. You throw the chute as soon as you jump off the object.
I would just choose one where there's no tree around.
Right. Yeah. Well, he found the tree.
That would be best.
He found it. Yeah.
Like, not in the city, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but that's why you do it. Yeah. That's the point.
You've ruined the fun.
That's how base jumping.
Yeah. Oh. Guess I'm not cool.
Off of structure. Yeah. More times than not. Yeah. He got hung about 30 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Witness says, I came home and around 6:30 in the evening, I saw fire trucks and police cars. It's very unusual to see that many vehicles in one place like that here, and so on and so forth. Then I looked up and I saw the guy hanging.
Yeah. All right. And the whole time he's got to be worried because if that chute actually starts ripping
apart.
It rips
or something, or the branches break.
You're going to break something.
It's not going to stop you now. Yeah. Wow. That's item one. Let's go item two.
On the road again.
Fantastic.
Can't wait to get on the road again.
A 60-year-old American driver was arrested last week after he took a wrong turn and ended up at the Canadian border with a massive amount of marijuana and cash. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said in a news release that a guy named Andrew Toppenberg, 60 years old, was following GPS coordinates that he put in by mistake. He made its operator error. He put the wrong coordinates in, and he ended up at the Canadian border.
With his money and weed.
Yes. Yes.
There's no chance I was trying to put this across state lines.
You know what I don't get is
or country.
Or nation. National lines.
When you're approaching the border, there's signs. I'm sure there's a last exit before you hit the border.
No doubt.
Yep. Get the hell off the road, you dumb. Jeez.
Mr. Toppenberg of Tustin, California.
Oh, of the Tustin,
the
California.
The Tustin Toppenberg. Yes.
Yeah, them.
South of L.A.
Yeah, those. They always did things a little different.
He did not have his passport. That resulted in him being subject to an inspection. During the inspection, they found 400 pounds of cannabis and 600 grand in cash.
What? 600 grand. Wow, that's a big
bus. It was a big day.
That's a lot.
Those Mounties were mounting each other after that.
Mr. Toppenberg owes somebody a lot of money.
Yeah. 400 pounds of weed.
The drugs and the money were located throughout the car. The weed was in vacuum packed containers. The cash was separated into bundles. Yikes.
He's the dead man.
Oh, he's in trouble. Yeah.
That's not good.
He appeared in court in Ontario on Monday this week. Remains in custody. By the way, Ontario, nowhere near California. Don't know exactly what happened here.
Wow.
Mm. Maybe they do some sort of national court structuring or something. But he won't make that mistake again because he won't be driving for a while.
Yeah, I get the impression he'll be busy.
Seems like
making big rocks into smaller rocks.
But doing it politely in Canada.
Yes.
Providence, Rhode Island. Where a man there is facing four felony charges. This is a little spicy. after he admitted into breaking into homes to steal sex toys that he was going to give as a birthday gift.
Right.
Used sex toys from strangers as a birthday gift.
Yeah, this is a new TikTok trend. You haven't seen this?
It's TikTok.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've people like those things a little spicy, don't they?
Yeah. Sometimes you like it with a little seasoning on it.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
It's like that frying pan thing, right? It's
I'm
going to
make
a
cup of hot tea out of this one.
Yeah. Nice. I love the toy, but you know it burns when I pee now.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, it really smells
weird. Benjamin Nadrowski, 32 years old. Arraigned on two counts of entering a building with felonious intent. According to police, they were dispatched around 10:45 in the evening last Friday night to a home for report of a suspicious person. The dispatcher told police a guy was trying to break in through the window. Cops arrived. A resident of the house said he was getting ready for bed. He saw somebody standing outside the window on top of a chair. Police reported the resident said that he confronted the suspect and told him to leave the property. Suspect apologized, said he had the wrong house, left in a white vehicle.
I'm sorry, I'm supposed to pick these up from a different house.
Yes. An hour later, the resident said the same vehicle. He saw the same vehicle at the corner, down on the street corner with the door open. Man was in it. Guy was going through a dumpster with a flashlight in his hands. Wow.
All sorts of suspicious.
Very odd, dude. Yeah. Police confronted him as he did his little dumpster dive. He said he was actually trying to buy some weed and then realized he was at the wrong location. Okay, so he's recounting what happened at the house.
Okay.
I was there to buy weed. It wasn't the right guy.
I think what happened.
I don't know what's the deal in the dumpster, though.
He punched in the wrong coordinates, just like the other guy.
Yes,
perhaps.
Ended up in the dumpster.
One's in Canada, one's in Rhode Island.
Detectives then asked him about three other breaking and entering incidents, and that's when he admitted that he broke into a home on a nearby street and stole a sex toy from the bedroom.
Ah, as one does.
Then he told police he broke into a home on yet another street and stole two more sex toys from separate bedrooms.
He's not a good criminal.
No.
You don't confess. You don't just, hey, why are you in the dumpster?
Yeah.
Well, I broke into that house over there, and then I broke into another one down there, and then what else you do? I broke into that one.
Yeah. He told police he didn't steal the items, any items of value, only sex toys, because he planned to give them to someone as a birthday gift.
Okay, well.
Here, I need you to blow this out.
You know, some might say a sex toy is priceless.
Blow on this, you get your wish.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no value.
No.
Priceless.
Our creeper there has been spying on these women, and now he's got their goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more the likely scenario.
Yeah.
Who walks up to the cops and just starts confessing?
I don't know.
Hey, what are you doing in the dumpster? I was breaking into a house over there.
Yeah, but I didn't take anything valuable. Yeah.
I only took some sex toys. And
yeah.
By the way, you know those missing people from 3 years ago?
Not me.
Here,
not
officer.
Not me. I'm only interested in sex toys and weed.
I don't know when your birthday is, officer, but here's a fleshlight.
Here. You
know, slightly. Gently used. Gently used.
Broken in.
Yeah, gently used.
You know, because I'd never give it to you brand new because they chafe.
Yeah.
I've worn it in for you.
Yeah, I've gotten that pesky, rubber grip off of it.
Yeah, that initial feel.
Right.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I also got some lube over here for you, too.
Those three stories are true.
And disgusting.
And that's why this is
Stupid News.